sake of Medina, we're calling upon you, Allah. We're calling upon you, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. There are many virtues of sending salat على النبي. Let us hear an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In At-Targhib wa Tarheeb, it states that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites the following salat upon me, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa anzilhu al-maq'ad al-muqarraba indaka yawm al-qiyamah, my intercession will become wajib for him. Subhanallah. So this Durood Sharif can be recited, or any other Durood Sharif that is easy for a person, he can recite it to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and increase his love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before starting the bayan, let's make some good intentions. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, niyatul mu'mini khayru min amali. A believer's intention is better than his action. On the blessed day of Friday, make the intention that whatever you hear in regards to sacred knowledge, you will try your utmost to remember it, inshaAllah. Try and convey this knowledge to others as well, inshaAllah. Like this, make good intentions in abundance to gain great reward. It is narrated in Hilyatul Awliya that there was a person in Bani Israel. And this person spent 200 years of his life disobeying Allah Azza wa Jalla. When he died, the Bani Israel, they grabbed him by his leg and they threw him in a heap of rubbish, a heap of dirt. Meaning, this is how they dishonored that person who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 200 years. And then, revelation, wahi was sent to the Prophet of the time, Sayyidina Musa, Kalimullah, ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And he was commanded to go and carry out the funeral rites of that person. Stuffen, shroud him, etc. And then perform his janazah prayer. Now Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asked people regarding him. He was found in a heap of rubbish after all. And they said he was a man of bad character. He was a very bad man. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, O my Rabb, I've asked the people, they said he spent so many years disobeying you, but you are asking, you're commanding me to perform his janazah salah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, subhanallah, listen to the reply. Allah jalla wa ala said, O Musa alayhi salam, yes, this person was of bad character. And what the people have said is right. But whenever he would open the Tawrat Sharif, and he would see the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Tawrat Sharif, he would recite Salat ala Nabi, he would kiss the name and place it on his eyes. Because of this act of reverence, because of this honor and respect that he gave to the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jal said, I gave importance to this deed of his, forgave his sins, and performed his nikah with 70 hoods of paradise. Subhanallah. What do we learn, dear viewers of Madini channel? That a person, despite being very sinful, he spent 200 years of his life sinning, disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal, but because of his reverence towards the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was forgiven and given great honor himself. And what do we learn? The ulama state that if this was the reward given to an ummati of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, after all, he was from the nation of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And what did he do? He showed reverence by kissing the name of the Prophet alayhi salam, reciting salat upon him, placing the name on his eyes, And this was the honor that he was granted. Imagine the rewards that lie in wait for that ummati of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who not only sends salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who not only gives reverence to his blessed name, who not only kisses the blessed name, but he spends his life following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine the reward that will be given to such an individual. Imagine the maqam of such an individual. Imagine the rank that will be attained by such an individual. So the topic is reverence towards the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the truth is that a person, his iman, his faith, his becoming a Muslim is not mu'tabar, is not even valid unless he loves the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a part of iman. Loving, respecting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we will hear further on, that any sort of disrespect, any sort of dishonoring of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma'adallah, this will lead to a person's iman being destroyed and any good deeds that he performed also. Listen to what the Quran says about the honor and reverence of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In part 26, Surah Al-Fath, verse 8 and 9, Allah Azza wa Jal says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira litu'minu billahi wa rasulihi wa tu'azziruhu wa tuwaqqiruhu wa tusabbihuhu bukratan wa asila.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. We have indeed sent you, O dear Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as a present witness and a herald of glad tidings and warnings, in order that you, O people, may accept faith in Allah and His noble Prophet, and honor and revere the Prophet, and may say the purity of Allah morning and evening. Allahu Akbar. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahlul Sunnah, Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmah, comments after mentioning this verse of the Quran, and he says, look at the tartib, look at the order found in this verse. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about having faith in Allah and His Messenger. Last, He speaks about His own worship, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the middle, He speaks about honoring and respecting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at that beautiful order. That iman is not complete without reverence towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And as for those people who may spend their entire lives doing good deeds apparently, but they do not have that respect, honor and reverence towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it's all gone to waste. The Quran tells us, Surah Furqan, verse 23, part 19,
وَقَدِنَّا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا.
Translation from Kanzul Iman, and we turned all the deeds they had performed into scattered, floating specks of dust. Meaning, a person can do all the good that he wants, but if he does not have love for the Prophet ﷺ, honor towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that won't count in the Akhirah. So this is why it's very, very important as Muslims that we uphold the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We associate with those who love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We distance ourselves and disassociate from all those who dishonor and disrespect the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask yourselves, if you have a beloved and somebody else speaks ill against your beloved, how can you have a relationship with that person? So this is what our deen teaches, that we have love for the sake of Allah. That we love those who love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And we disassociate and distance ourselves from those who dishonor our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, let me take you towards the Quran. The Quran, the complete code of life. But during the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself is teaching us about the grand court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, Allah jalla wa ala is teaching us about how to honor Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen, in Para 26, Surah Hujurat, verse 2, Allah azza wa jal says,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ.
Translation, O people who believe,
Do not raise your voices higher than the voice of the Prophet, nor speak to him loudly the way you shout to one another, lest your deeds go to waste whilst you are unaware.
Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, he mentions under this verse in Tafsir Nurul Irfan, he says that we learn that even a minor show of disobedience or disrespect towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is an act of disbelief. Because the act of disbelief is that thing which destroys good deeds. And we've been told in this verse that somebody who disrespects the Prophet alayhi salam by raising his voice over his voice, that his deeds go to waste. They become invalid. And then Mufti Saab also carries on and he says that we should not speak loudly before him, nor call out to him with ordinary titles which are used to call one another. One should not say uncle, father, brother, or bashar even to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, one should say Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, Shafi'ul Mudnibin, Ya Shafi'ul Mudnibin, O intercessor of the sinners. This is how we honor the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even today. Meaning, although the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his apparent demise has taken place, he has veiled himself from us, but how do we act upon these verses of the Quran? Even when we mention the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are certain boundaries, there are certain etiquettes that we have to abide by. That when we call out to the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, when we refer to him, when we mention him, we have to have utmost adab, utmost respect, even in our hearts as well. Moving on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ma'idah, Para 6 verse 12 says, translation, and believe in my noble prophets and respect them and lend an excellent loan to Allah, I will surely forgive your sins and I will surely admit you into gardens beneath which rivers flow. What do we learn from this verse again? Allah ta'ala is ordering us to honor the prophets alayhi salatu wassalam. In Surah A'raf, Para 9, verse 157, again, the command to honor the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَعَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Translation, so those who believe in him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and revere him, and help him, and follow the light which came down with him, it is they who have succeeded. Allah Ta'ala is declaring those as successful who honor Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another verse of the Quran, and just ponder, in the world you have a worldly king or a leader who tells you about his etiquettes, the etiquettes of visiting him. The people will tell you, when you go and visit so-and-so, don't do this, don't step out of line, don't do this as it will cause offense, this is an act of disrespect. But as for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subhanallah, Allah ta'ala is telling us in the Quran how to behave in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is that court where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us the etiquette, the adab. Listen in Surah Nur, verse 63, part 18. Allah jalla wa ala says, لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم بعضا. That do not make the calling of the messenger between you like the calling of one another, like one of you calls another. And here again, in Tafsir Khazain al-Irfan, Mufti Sayyid Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi alayhi says that the Mufassirun, the commentators, have said that one meaning of this verse is when someone calls out to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he should call out in a beautiful manner, showing great respect and using exalted titles like Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Rasul Allah, Ya Habib Allah, in a very gentle voice, in a humble voice. This is the adab, the etiquette of the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he states that in the early period of Islam, people would refer to the Prophet alayhi salam by his name, Ya Muhammad, by his kunya, Ya Abul Qasim. But when this verse was revealed, Allah jalla wa ala prohibited calling the Prophet alayhi salam in a normal manner, then the blessed companions would say, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Rasulullah instead. Meaning, don't call my beloved by his name. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us. Subhanallah. And in fact, in Fatawa Razawiyah Sharif, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmah, he tackles this issue. And he says that the ulama have said to call out to the Prophet alayhi salam using his name is forbidden is haram. Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma has mentioned this in Fatawa Razawiyya Sharif. And when you look at the Quran, Allah Jalla wa Ala, when He addresses all the Prophets alayhi wasalam, He calls them out using their names. Ya Musa, Ya Ibrahim. This is found in the Quran, various places you will find this. Ya Nuh. But in regards to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Jalla wa Ala, you will not find once in the Quran, Ya Muhammad. You won't find that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, Ya Ayyuhan Rasul. Allah Jalla wa Ala uses beautiful titles like Taha. And this is the etiquette shown to us by our merciful Lord Allah Azza wa Jal, and we must follow this. So this is how we act upon this verse, that even today in our gatherings, when we speak about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we use beautiful titles to refer to him, inshaAllah. And remember, adab towards Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, this has to be in the heart. And the example that the scholars have given is a tree. That you have a tree, and if the roots are cut from that tree, what will happen? Will that tree be fruitful? Of course not. The tree will not be fruitful at all. The leaves will wither, and it will be in a bad condition. Similarly, adab towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the root of iman. And if you do not have this root of iman in your heart, what will your iman do for you? Will it blossom? Will it grant you blessings from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Of course not. So adab towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very, very important. Let us listen to some accounts of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Why? Because they are the shining stars of guidance. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ashabi kan nujum. That my Sahaba, they are like the stars. فَبِأَيِّهِمْ اِقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ. Whichever Sahabi you follow, inshallah you will attain guidance. And this is why I'm going to mention some accounts of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in and how they honored Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qadi Iyad Maliki, rahmatullahi alayhi, in his most renowned book, Shifa Sharif, he says, when the Sahaba would go to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to knock on the door, you know how they did that? They would use their fingernails to knock on the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because so that no great sound would be created in that manner. When we go, we knock using our knuckles, and in a different manner, we make sure that the people inside the house hear us knocking as well. But here the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, when they would go to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would knock with their nails so that a great sound is not created. No hindrance, no harm is caused to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was their level of ihtiram, their level of honor towards the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Secondly, also in Shifa Sharif, in the year of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, the Quraysh, they sent Sayyiduna Urwa bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala to spy, to look at the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And at that time, he wasn't a Sahabi, he wasn't a Muslim. He came to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What did he see? Allahu Akbar. He saw that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in did not allow for the water, the wudu water of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to touch the ground. When he would perform wudu, the water that would drip from his blessed body, they would catch it in their hands. And it was almost as if they were going to dispute over that water. This is how much they wanted a share, a portion of that water. Similarly, when the Prophet alayhi salam would gargle, would do anything like that, they would ensure that the water that he has used does not touch the ground. This was their level of adab. And Sayyidina Urwa bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala mentions that they would rub it on their face. Not only would they collect it, they would rub it on their face, considering it tabarruk, a means of blessings for themselves, subhanallah. And then he goes back to the Quraysh and he says to them, he mentions to them what he had seen. He says, I've been to the court of Caesar. I've been to the court of Kisra, Najashi. I've been to the court of all of these kings. But I have never seen a person whose companions respect him as much as the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam respect Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning he's been to the courts of all these other kings. He never saw anything extraordinary. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the king. He is the one who has been granted the keys to the treasures of both worlds. And the Sahaba, they knew that. They knew about the ikhtiyar of the Prophet ﷺ. They knew about the maqam of Rasulullah ﷺ. They knew about his honor in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is why they show this great level of respect. And if we follow suit today, if we follow the way of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in in showing this reverence, then definitely we will also receive blessings as well. Another beautiful hadith in Kanzul Ummal. Once the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ, Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu, was asked, "Anta akbaru am Rasulullah?" And this question, the context was understood. It was in terms of age. Are you bigger? Are you older? Or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And the word akbar has been used. And this sahabi, the uncle of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, felt that it would be disrespectful to say, "I am akbar, I am older." So what did he say? He said, "Huwa akbaru minni wa ana kuntu qablahu." Allahu akbar. He said, "He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is elder, he's akbar, he's greater. I was only born before him." This is the level of adab that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in would show towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why they were Sahaba. This is why they gained the maqam they gained. And this is why over 1400 years later, we mention radiallahu anhu after their names. Because they accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah jalla wa ala is pleased with them. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what do we learn? Ihtiram towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reverence towards the Prophet alayhi salam, is very, very important, crucial in the life of a Muslim. Now even today, when we are not honored with the physical suhbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companionship, but how can we show that level of adab that the Sahaba show? That whenever you hear the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, you respect the sayings of the Prophet alayhi salam more than the sayings of all over the creation, the rest of creation. When you hear about the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, you don't pass it off and say it's only sunnah, meaning I'm not going to be sinful for not following it. In fact, when you hear that something is a sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, you cling on to it till the end of your life. This is how you show adab towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ashab of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you only mention them in a good light. You only praise them. You do not target any sahabi radiallahu anhu with your insults. This is how you will show adab towards Rasulullah alayhi salam. Because if someone disrespects a sahabi, then what is he doing? He's actually disrespecting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They were his friends, they were his companions who spent day and night with him. Similarly, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan, the family members of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his blessed progeny, we show utmost respect towards them as well. Why? Because we know that if we please the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's family, that inshallah the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be pleased with us as well. Like this, everything connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we must honor and respect as well. The Quran that was revealed on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blessed heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran mentions, فَإِنَّهُ نَزَّلَهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ, that the Quran was revealed, he revealed it upon your blessed heart. And this Quran, Allah jalla wa ala talks, states regarding it, that if this was revealed upon a massive mountain, that mountain would diminish, would deteriorate, would be destroyed. It would not be able to take the power of the Quran, the ijaz of the Quran, subhanallah. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed heart, his pure heart, was the place of revelation of the Quran. Now this Quran, it's in all of our homes. We wrap it up beautifully, we place it on the shelf in our house, in our drawers. But how many of us read it regularly, every single day? Yes, there are some people, alhamdulillah, who they don't feel satisfied, they don't feel peace unless they open the Quran and they read it daily. Why? Because this is a living miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not only recited the Quran, he will get Sahaba to recite it and listen to it as well. So anything attached to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be honored, must be respected. And this way, inshallah ta'ala, your love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be kamil. And opposite to this, anything that takes you away from the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it goes without saying that you must distance yourself from that. Whether that is literature, whether that is any media or anything that goes against the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a Muslim goes nowhere near that. We look for means to strengthen our connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We look for means to increase our love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how will you increase your love for the Prophet ﷺ? By following his way. By reciting Salat ala Nabi upon him. Learning about his life from authentic sources. Alhamdulillah, the publishing department of Dawud Islam, known as Maktabat al-Madina, has so many books regarding the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his sunan, his ways, how he would instruct the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. You just have to go and purchase these booklets. Alternatively, you can read them on the Dawud Islami website, dawudislami.net, free of charge. And when you gain authentic knowledge regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you will feel, you will spend your entire day, your entire nights only speaking and hearing about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what the Sahaba found pleasure in. That they would say to the Prophet ﷺ that when we are distant from you, when we're not with you, we feel grief. That when we see you, all our grief, all our worries, they go away. So when you learn about the Prophet ﷺ and his maqam in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanallah, and that maqam of Rasulullah ﷺ is embedded in your heart, then you will respect him to the utmost, inshaAllah ta'ala. You will recite Salat ala Nabi upon him. You will follow his sunnah. Just last couple of accounts regarding the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in and their strictness, their adherence to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's way. That it's mentioned regarding Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala that he was muttabi'u sunnah, one of his signs, one of his titles rather, that he would follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very strictly. If he found out that the Prophet alayhi wa sallam visited a certain masjid on a certain day, he would do that as well. One particular place he went and he lowered his head whereas nothing was there. And he was asked, what did you do? And he said, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by here, there was a branch and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lowered his head. And now, although it's not here, but I'm still following the way of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam by doing what he did. This was their way of following our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what do we learn? We don't discard the sunnah by claiming it's just the sunnah. No. We follow the sunnah because it is the sunnah. Remember, all other trends, fashions, ways, they will come and go. They're made by normal people. And something is hot today, something is trending today, tomorrow it won't be. But the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is everlasting. Subhanallah, Allah jalla wa ala has placed such blessings in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that till qiyamah, the best way is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It doesn't matter where the world reaches. Never can we say, and never can this pass a Muslim's heart and mind that the sunnah of Rasulullah is outdated, ma'adallah, or it's backward, na'udhu billah min zalik. No. The way of Rasulullah is the best way. And this is the way that we have to adopt ourselves and we have to teach our children as well. Imagine that blessed child who day and night, what does he see? He sees his parents acting upon the sunnah of Rasulullah. He's opened his eye in this world and all he sees is parents, alhamdulillah, following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That child will become an embodiment of sunnah himself sooner rather than later. And opposite to this, how misfortunate is that household wherein the ways of the world and neglecting the sunnah is taking place. The children don't know anything about the sunnah, how to eat according to the sunnah, drink according to the sunnah, speak according to the sunnah. How would the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mannerisms, how were his etiquettes, what would he do with his Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, how would he deal with people? If our children are unaware of this, then who is to blame? We as parents, we as elders have to teach the next generation. We have to provide a platform for them. And this is why it's necessary upon us ourselves to learn about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about his life. I just mentioned a few accounts regarding the other to the court of Rasulullah alayhi salam, how we stick to those people, we continue visiting those people who have this love for Rasulullah alayhi salam in their heart. Why? Because as-suhbatu mu'athira. That love that they possess in their hearts, inshallah, will rub off on us as well. And here, humble request, associate yourself with the blessed environment of Dawud Islami, alhamdulillah, attend the ijtima'at as well. You will learn about the life of Rasulullah alayhi salam, his sunnah, his ways, practically as well. Not just in speech, not just in theory, but you will learn and you will see brothers, alhamdulillah, devoted to the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sunnah. So adab and only adab must be shown to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we distance ourselves, we disassociate ourselves from anything and anyone who is contrary to this. Anything that makes us decrease in our love for the Prophet alayhi salam, or ma'adallah, thumma ma'adallah, even fall into disrespect or dishonoring Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our eyes are closed to that. We do not even go near that. And this is what we need to teach our children as well, that loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the source of faith. You can perform ibadah, worship in abundance, but if it is bereft, devoid of following Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam or having love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it will be invalidated. As you heard through many verses of the Quran as well, that raising your voice above the voice of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam is considered an act that leads to good deeds being invalidated. Imagine people who speak against Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. Imagine people who are blasphemous. Imagine people who say all sorts of things. So, alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. Allah has granted us honor in that we are followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah jalla wa ala enable all of us to learn about his way, to learn about his life, so that we can follow him sincerely and wholeheartedly. And inshallah, we can pass that on to our children and coming generations as well. Ameen, bijahi al-Nabiy al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sake of Medina, we're calling upon you, Allah.